Radio.co.uk.
Scoff and Quaff Show with Jules Serkin on Channel Radio.
A fabulous welcome, Scoffilicious listener, to our show this morning in a very beautiful and sunny Kent. No wind, I'm glad to say. Some very pleasant guests who obviously haven't been eating beans. We have, of course, my co-presenter, the fabulous Chris Connected.
Hello, Jules, and a very happy birthday to
Thank you, darling. Thank you. When people start making comments like 21 again, you know you're getting on a bit, don't you?
True. Yeah.
Because the steward on the British Airways, big thank you to Andrew Palmer. And there was another lovely one. I can't remember his name because I'd had rather a lot of champagne by then. But thank you to the guys there. It was a fantastic trip they gave me. But when they say 21 again, you know that you are really old.
I've had it for a couple of years now. Now, I've got a little present here, and I'm going to ask David if he would kindly pass this over to you.
Now, listener doesn't know about David, so I just introduced David. Oh, this is beautiful. David Sells.
Thank you, David.
Is flanking Christopher Pollard. So if you want to follow, first of all, Christopher Pollard, it's at Chris Connect It, I-T. And then flanking him, we have David Sells, who is from the Faversham Creek Hotel, amongst many, many other things he's going to be telling us later. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jules, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Good
and
morning,
you had
David.
A good journey in.
Wonderful, thank you, yes.
From Faversham?
Yes.
Now, David Sells is the owner of the Faversham Creek Hotel, which has the fabulous Red Sails Dining Restaurant, where I had a beautiful meal not long back with my new husband, Gavin, and we had a splendid evening there. We started off with beautiful sparkling Prosecco by the fire in lovely big cosy armchairs. You didn't have Prosecco, David. What did you have?
Oh, I think that was in the Phoenix, actually, Jules, with the fire.
There's well, it wasn't a fire. It was a fireplace.
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't
remember. You've got a hole there gorgeous in. I can't remember. But it was summer.
Flowers, yeah. Well, I'd have been drinking real ale.
You were having a real ale. So my
Definitely.
New husband would also have had a real ale. What kind of ales? Because I know that you have a good selection also at the Phoenix, which is in Faversham. High Street, is it? Abbey Street, which I always think is the High Street, but it's not, is it?
No, it's cul-de-sac, goes into the boatyard.
Which is the High Street? Is it called Faversham High Street?
Preston Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have the Phoenix Pub, which of course has the famous Timmy Taylor's.
Yes, indeed.
From up north. Have you ever had Timmy Taylor's?
No, I haven't had Timmy Taylor's, and I was just going to ask you, do you have a local beer by any chance called Whispering Bob?
No, we don't. But Timmy Taylor, we are the home of the Timothy Taylor Appreciation Society.
Are you?
And if you come to the Phoenix, although he's been dead 100 years, you can have your picture taken with Timothy. He sleeps upstairs.
I've had my picture taken with
Timothy.
Okay,
have you? Well, yes. Then I need to come down and have my
And while you're there, you can enjoy the pies and the fish and chips. And next week, we launch a new burger section and a veggie section.
It's a very, very nice pub. So perhaps we'll have a party. You, me, Miriam, the lovely Miriam.
Yes, and Miriam will need to drive.
Yes, this is the thing.
If there's more than eight of you, you're within 12 and a half miles,
we're not.
We've got a courtesy minibus that'll pick you up and take you home.
There you are.
What a good
idea.
Well,
you can stay chez moi.
Well, that's true.
You, Miriam.
Of course.
And that's within 12 and a half miles.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a deal.
That's a done deal.
We've got a party building.
I'd like to do that.
Now, reining you boys in before you start talking about beer, I just want to read out Faversham Creek's website in case you're wanting to look at it, listener. It's www.faverschamcreekhotel.co.uk. And as I said later on in the show, David is going to be telling us all about it. I had a splendid evening there, and so did Gavin. Fantastic, and what a great idea. I'm thinking of turning my own house now into a boutique hotel.
Well, it's a lovely location.
Yeah, I'm going to get David round and get some hints. So David's going to be telling us all about that, but he also has some interesting history, such as the London Grill Club, which he'll be telling us a little bit about, and also things that are on in the future at the Faversham Creek Hotel. We must say good morning to Tracy, who is the other half and does probably most of the work, I'm sure, because she's a lady.
Did you notice there was silence? You know,
well, that was deliberate, Chris.
The eyes
there will
went
be
up.
People across the entire world thinking he didn't speak.
The eyes went up to the ceiling.
No, she does wonderful work. And Tracy does most of the breakfasts. Waiting. She's not in the cooking. We have chefs in the kitchen to do that. She runs the events. Things like walking holidays, golfing holidays, cycling holidays, bird watching holidays. All of that she puts together. And one that we'll be introducing very soon is pottery and painting and the like in conjunction with Creek Creative.
That's fantastic. Our Creek Creative, yes. Another fine thing going on. Faversham is rocking, I believe. We're going to go over to Christopher Pollard, my lovely co-presenter, who from the rear looks like a 20-year-old. I was quite astonished when I came in. From the rear.
I will remember to stand in front of you and back to you in future, Jules. Thank you for that.
Would you like to fill us in on the Twitterverse?
Well, I would. I will come to the Twitter, but I just wanted to say what's been put in front of you.
Now,
first of all, have a look at the paper. You will see that it's got pink butterflies. And you probably are aware there is a young lady who I'm married to called Miriam McGurk, the author.
The lovely.
Who has a book coming out on June the 4th.
Yes.
And there are pink butterflies on the front of the book as part of the front book cover.
So you've actually invented your own wrapping paper as well?
She has.
Oh,
I can't
incredible.
Take the credit. Now, what is in there are all local, the almonds and the walnuts and the chili are all from around our land up in the mountain, from our neighbours. So they're all grown on the trees around us.
This is amazing.
So it's all natural. There's, you know, and when we were over there, I mean, it was quite incredible, the food that we were eating from the garden. Mm. One evening I needed some garlic. So my neighbour said, here, pulled up the fresh garlic.
Incredible.
We had a fresh, I call it in Turkish, derioto, dill. That's right. We had
fresh dill?
That's right. We had a salad one evening, which was fresh cucumber from the garden, fresh dill and onions. And a little lettuce nar juice, which is pomegranate juice. And it's just mixed up. And it was beautiful, just as an aside, with kuftas, meatballs, peppers from the garden, which were grilled.
The flavour.
It was just stunning. I couldn't fault them. Beautiful onions, which come out of the garden, but the onions are sweet and very small. And it's just an absolute pleasure. And what they're growing at, they spend their life just growing around all the gardens because we're surrounded with olive trees, we've got fig trees, we've got pomegranate trees, and of course lemon trees as well.
David and I have got our suitcases packed.
Well, I don't know about that. They've got no real ale. but if we stay with butterflies for a minute, that one of our rooms in the hotel is the Henry Hatch room.
Right.
And every room in the hotel is named after somebody famous in Faversham's past.
And who is
Henry Hatch?
Hatch
was the great benefactor.
Right.
He left his estate for the maintenance of the church and the upkeep of the creek, primarily. Mm. And in Henry Hatch, courtesy of Lindsay in Fabrics of Canterbury, we have got the most dynamic blue, not pink, blue wallpaper of butterflies.
How
so
wonderful.
You need to go to the Henry Hatch room to see the blue
butterflies. Because I was going to have a tour, but all the rooms were fully booked, which is incredible.
We keep having that problem.
Yeah. I mean, you have four bedrooms, is it?
We got six on the run
six.
Now.
Six, yeah. Okay. But they were all fully booked when I was there. And just a great idea, I think. But lovely to have the themed rooms.
They're all themed. And the gem, the jewel, is Queen Matilda. And, of course, it was Queen Matilda, King Stephen's wife, who built the abbey in Faversham, and come the Reformation, having been buried there, they were dug up, and rumour abounds. One rumour says their bones were thrown in the creek, but the latest appears to be that they may be buried under the playing fields at Queen Elizabeth Grammar School. So it's being looked at again. But the Queen Matilda room is magnificent. There's a 7-foot cubed 4-poster bed in it. It is huge. Somebody put a comment on one of the sites last week saying that we'd booked several rooms. We could have all got into Queen Matilda.
Discount rate.
And in addition to having its own shower room, and it's a big double walk-in shower, there is this magnificent sleigh bath on a dais in the room as well. It is a mind-blowing, and you can find it on the website. You can see the pictures.
So
of
if
it.
My new husband's listening, yes, I'll have the Matilda, the Queen Matilda room, yeah. please, for my birthday.
might, I'm afraid it's booked tonight. We can't do it.
But well, I think one of the reasons you're booked is because you're being so creative, and I picked up on all the other activities which your wife is arranging. Yeah. And I think, fantastic what you're doing, because you're not just looking at the hotel aspect and the food aspect, but you're looking at how you can create additional attention to the hotel by having all these other activities that you know, one can get involved in.
Although I'm not 21 yet, I do have the pension book. And so I understand a bit about what the Grey Pound, we're called, we were the Bulge, born just after the war, mm-hmm. What they're looking for. They may turn out to be the richest pensioners ever. Certainly they have more disposable income and time than any generation of the past.
Yeah.
But they're active. I'm older than my mum, I'm nearly older than my dad. And there's a lot of people like that out there who are in their 60s and 70s, and I play over 60s cricket, and very shortly I'll be playing over 70s cricket. Now, could you imagine that when we were kids? People over 60 and 70 playing cricket.
Well, people in their 50s looked ancient when you were growing up, didn't they?
True. Yeah.
Christoph, let's make you work for a living.
Yes. Before I come to the Twitter feed.
First of all, the sponsors.
Yes, that's
exactly
what I was.
May I ask?
Of course you may.
First of all, can we just say it's my birthday? Just have this.
Of course. That sounds very nice. Okay, well,
off you go.
We're always very grateful to our sponsors. And our first sponsor is Breakthrough Funding, and you can find them at breakthroughfunding.com, and they are at Breakthrough Fun on the Twitter. What do they do? Well, they are providing cash for innovators, and I'm going to read this because I think it's very important. If you're a manufacturer and you have a process, for example, shelf life, but you don't have the funds to invest in this. So I'm going to read what they do. What if your business suddenly got the average payout of £46,000 in cash? What if someone else did all the work for you to get this R&D government money? What if you didn't have to pay anything up front and the fee was contingent on receiving the money in your account? What if you found a team that has completed hundreds of these R&D applications with a 100% success rate, and a team that gets great client feedbacks and is highly respected by the HMRC? I would say you'd be very happy if you could receive that money, and that Breakthrough Funding are there to help you. So you can contact them on breakthroughfunding.com. They are at Breakthrough Fun on the Twitter. And a little later, I will give you their telephone number as well.
Yes, they have a free phone that you can just phone them up and have a chat. And they will just ask you 5 very simple questions as part of the chat. And they will tell you if they can help you get 45 smackaroonies or less. You know, it depends on what you're looking at. But I know for certainly it's almost food people looking for a scientific approach. David.
Sorry, yeah.
I could see you dying to say something.
No, I was looking for a pen, actually.
Oh, I can give you a pen.
Yeah, I knew.
I pass a pen, well, I just wanted to say, sorry to interrupt, Christopher.
That's
you can
okay.
go back in a minute.
Thank you.
That we have B2B who are listening in on the Twitter, and they say it's very interesting. And David Sells' Faversham Hotels sounds fantastic. And
it
I
does.
Say, here, it is fantastic.
Yeah.
Back to you, Christoph.
I'm looking forward to going down there. Okay.
With me.
all in Queen Matilda together.
Well, let's not gossip, David.
There could be a discussion over that one. Our second sponsor is at Blay Couture Cakes.
Yes.
Now, Blessing was on last week,
and
a very interesting
boy, did
guest
I eat
she
them.
Was. Yes, I know. Well, unfortunately, I wasn't here. But Blessing has a business that has a portfolio of cakes, and she does wedding cakes and celebration cakes, cupcakes, cake pops, treat pops, etc. Anything to do with cakes, and she does gluten-free, dairy, and egg-free cakes as well. So thank you to you,
and
Blessing.
Where's she based, Chris?
She's near Ashford.
She's based near Ashford.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
She brought me in a selection. I happened to say that I was gluten-free. The same with you. When I came in for dining, and this to me is a sign of a good restaurant, a good chef, where I'm gluten-free. They didn't bat an eyelid at the Faversham Creek Hotel. And the same with Blair Couture. She brought in a beautiful selection. I think they've been tweeted out, the pictures this morning, of fabulous gluten-free cakes. You would never have known they were gluten-free because they can often be very dry. And she has a secret way of making them, a blend of flours, and she'd mix things so it wasn't birdy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crummy.
And our new menus at both the Phoenix and the Red Sails next week.
Mm.
We're all accustomed to seeing menus and you get the little V, which tells you it's vegetarian.
Yeah.
They're having GFs.
Love that.
In addition to the V's.
Love that.
So that you come in, you see the menu, you think, I like that. Oh, God. Oh, well, I can have that.
Yeah.
You know instantly
that
it's gluten-free.
The gluten-free market is huge. Christoph, back to you.
I think it's wonderful that you're acknowledging that, because the point you made there as well, Jules, it is huge. Mm. And I believe that so many businesses in the catering area, they are ignoring people who have gluten issues, who have food intolerances. Miriam, my wife, she has food intolerances. And it's so frustrating. They are improving. There is no doubt there is an improvement, and businesses are becoming more aware. And the staff who are waiting staff are being trained. And I would say to anyone, if you live with someone who is gluten-free or has a food intolerance, when you phone up and make the booking, just make them aware.
Yeah.
I think that's important. Give them the opportunity. Make them aware so that there's no excuse later.
Well, even for British Airways, I had my lovely breakfast, and I hadn't told them. I didn't think of telling them in advance, but he said to me, I mean, obviously I could have the egg and bacon, it was not a problem, but he said, when you book your ticket, let us know, and we've got everything gluten-free. There was a very sad story in the Whitstable Times this week. You know, I write a business column in the Whitstable Times. I was reading it. A young lady, I think she was about 28 years old, died, and they're saying it's from a nut allergy. Very serious. And, you know, I think there is some sort of laissez-faire thing where people just think you're being namby-pamby. You know, these are very serious allergies that perhaps years ago weren't around. But I mean, my son, when he was at school, there was a child at school with a strawberry allergy and kiwi fruit allergy. Mm. And he was, you know, seriously ill from it and could have died. So the kids weren't allowed to have any in their packed lunches if they went on a trip.
Yeah.
But I think it's getting better, but it's still...
I think the whole attitude's changing that... Yeah, I live on energy.
Yeah.
30-odd years ago, 35
years ago. You're an energarian.
An energarian, I like that.
Very good.
Yes, we'll do that again. Well, I found that, and I was extremely busy at the time, I was heavily involved in politics, and I fell off a stage. Well, I didn't quite, because Willie Whitelaw caught me.
Were you having Timmy Taylor at the time?
No, I wasn't having Timmy Taylor. I'd have been happy if I was. But it turned out that I had got a lactose intolerance. And they used the word intolerance in those days. They wouldn't say allergy. It was awful.
Yeah.
And they put me on phenobarbital to try and stimulate the enzyme, which had basically been overworked because I ate too much cheese and drank too much milk. And I had to come off it because it was having side effects. But the doctor gave me a priceless piece of advice, because however much you try to avoid dairy product, it's going to be there.
Yeah.
Alcohol stimulates the enzyme that breaks down lactose.
So you bought a pub.
So I bought a pub. And if you're going to have a nice bit of cheese and you're lactose intolerant, well, you've got to have a decent port with it. And then it won't upset
really?
You. Yeah, no, seriously.
And has it worked?
Yes. Yes.
You've just got gout now.
No. Gout is another story. We could talk about it. And it's not necessarily to do with drink. But I've completed 44 dry Januaries. So in January, I can't eat cheese.
Okay. Okay.
Even the donkey cheese that Chris was talking about earlier.
Jules, don't you just hate it when a guest has got a sense of humour?
I know. Back to your Twitter,
it's
darling.
It's all about us, isn't it?
Come on. Yeah. Get to work, Christopher.
Well, our third sponsor, I'm going to get the sponsors out in a minute.
Yeah, if then it
I'm
kills you.
It won't, is at Bean Smitten, Darren Tickner, who was a guest on here a few weeks ago.
Now, he has a special offer. Sorry to interrupt yet again.
That's okay.
We've never, ever, it's 20 past 11 and we're still doing the Twitter. He's leading us astray. This David Sales, you notice. Bean Smitten has a coffee offer on which might interest anyone that's listening. 10% off if you quote Quaff, Quaff, on the Bean Smitten website. Premium coffees.
So,
back to you.
Now I can talk about Twitter.
Yes.
And before I come to the Twitter, I'm just going to say you and I are both drinking a beautiful Pouchong tea.
It is very
from
nice.
Peter Wiggins, who is at the proper tea co.
But I think that Paul David didn't get one.
Well, but I'm sorry, David. I'll make you one in a moment if you'd like one. But it is
after
beautiful.
This
is from China, and it is the proper green tea, and it is beautiful.
Poor David just got a little PG.
Oh, I can live with a little PG.
Who else is on the Twitter? Well, I know we've had Sally for Cakes. Thank you, Sally.
Well, on the Twitter, we have, of course, our wonderful nurse from Maryland, Nurse Liz J.
She up?
Well, I... I think she is, bless her heart. No, she's been great on the Twitter over the last few days, and she's been retweeting, and she's a great support. So good morning to you, Liz, and thank you very much. Alex Waterton, he wished you a happy birthday.
Good morning, Alex.
Why, but he wished you a happy birthday.
He's my one weakness, apart from lemon drizzle cake. Alex Waterton is my one weakness because he comes in, and this might be good for you, David, being local. He is a Microsoft Word trainer, but not just that. Because I'm a Mac girl, and Microsoft obviously is not really Mac. He comes in and sorts anything out for me. He's been sorting out emails. I'm expanding my systems. PressUp is expanding. I'm taking on staff, so he's been helping me sort it all out. He's very, what's the word, analytical.
Yes.
You knew what that meant.
I do. I was looking at the way you said it, analytical, and I knew exactly what you meant. Rebecca, at Serenity Becker, she's wished you a happy birthday as well, and she's been retweeting.
Good morning.
A gentleman called Russell, who is at the Barrister Broker.
Oh, he is a gentleman.
Yes, he is a gentleman. Yes, very much so. He's been retweeting. And then there's this lady called Miriam McGurk.
Yes.
He's Miriam _ McGurk, yes, on the Twitter. And she's got a little book coming out on the June.
Quite
June
a big book.
Yes, it's called Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight, A Search for Sanctuary. And a very interesting book it is as well.
You see,
well,
I've had a brainwave.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm a bit scared to mention Dave because I know he's going to chip in again.
Yeah,
but
me? Just look at me, don't look at him.
How about Miriam doing a little book reading at the Faversham Creek?
Well, that would actually, yes, that's a very good idea.
And they could do sort of a Mediterranean
We've been
nibbles.
Discussing, because we've got the launch, then we're going to Dublin. We've got a book launch over there. The Turkish ambassador is launching the book for
the us. Turkish ambassador is launching a book written in Kent in Dublin.
With yeah, it's drinking Timmy Taylor's.
I got a feeling they might have something else over there.
It's been in the main written up the mountain in Turkey because that's where it's all based.
Right.
About Miriam's experiences and why she went out there. And this book is very different.
So, why are you launching it in Dublin?
Because she's Irish.
Oh, it's a fair enough reason.
She's Irish, and the Turkish ambassador said he'd be more than happy to launch it and be the guest speaker. So, that's what we're doing.
Back to Twitter.
Okay, back to the Twitter. Sally for Cakes. Thanks, she's been retweeting. At Berry and Shrub.
Oh, lovely jam makers.
And at Phoenix Fave. They've also been retweeting as well.
Is that your guys?
That's Katie's, yes, obviously on the button.
Yes, yeah,
I thought so.
Katie, who gets married on Saturday.
Oh.
And she also runs Mighty Fine Things. She does beer and special things in the market. She runs the Best of Faversham, which is a market once a month.
Yeah.
And she also...
Should tweet into the Scoff and Quaff show, tell her. We will mention them.
We're telling her now because she's listening.
And where's she having her wedding? At yours?
No, she's having her wedding in a field.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you do.
Sounds bohemian.
And, she also does these wonderful syrups. And at the beginning of July, we will be introducing cocktail nights at the Faversham Creek Hotel.
That sounds like a hardship.
Using Katie's syrups. We tested them on Faversham Sparkling Ladies,
yeah,
who meet on the third Thursday of every month.
There you are, Miriam. There's one for you. Faversham Sparkling Ladies.
Oh, they really sparkle. They love them. And the next June, whatever it is, the 21st, is it? The third Thursday of the month, it's Pims Under the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
In the courtyard. And you remember how wonderful the courtyard is now looking. And the roses are coming out and the flowers are blooming. And that's all Tracy as well, the flowers. And
fabulous. She does multitasking.
Oh, yes.
Christoph, any more or shall I play a song?
Let's have a song.
I'm going to play
a song.
Now, this is going out to me because it's all about me. It's my birthday. And this is how I'm feeling, boys.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Little time with me. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about a few laughs, laughs? I could show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint,
could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Little time with me.
Yes! You see, that was the sort of mood I was in, listener. I shall be having a lovely meal tonight with the fabulous Jeff Kipp, who is in Saltwood on the Green. He has a lovely restaurant there where I had a very nice lunch with him. Actually, it was a strange lunch because we were supposed to have lunch together because he's a chef. He just, the waiters kept bringing things out and he was making it. So I was on my own eating everything in sight. It was very nice. And we had coffee together afterwards, which was great. So I'll be going there tonight with a posse of friends for my birthday. So I've got the fabulous Ken Lloyd, who's one of the best graphic designers living in Herne. He is ex-Saatchi & Saatchi. So if you're interested in very, very high-end design work, Ken_W_Lloyd, give him a shout. Christoph, I think you had some events, young man.
I do have some events, young man. I love that. Thank you, Jules. I do have an event. Now, first of all, at the Fat Carrot has advised us that on the 29th and the 30th of May at 8 p.m. there's a musical play, and it's called A County Affair, and it's at the Hadlow Village Hall, and it's £8.50, and they open at 7:30 p.m. At the Kent Discount Card, they have an event on at the_Britannia, and that's on the 30th of the 5th. And it's an official Caister Soul, S-O-U-L, Weekender reunion party. So I reckon that'll be fun there.
Jules, that sounds great. I love soul.
Yes, I reckon you should be...
I'm of the age.
Do you mean the fish soul or soul?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Marvin Gaye and Sammy the Fish or whatever.
Sammy the Fish.
Yeah.
Is it Sammy the Fish?
Not really.
No, it's not, is it? Now, the townhouse in Maidstone is a beautiful little hotel, a Georgian hotel. And... I'm championing this place because Alistair, who is the general manager there, is a young man, and he's really revamping the hotel, both visually and from a food quality perspective as well. Now, he sent me a little note, and on the 30th, this coming Saturday afternoon, the 30th, they are having a barbecue. And he said to me, well, whether it be our infamous townhouse burger or our special Kentish wild boar hot dog, the townhouse barbecue has something for everyone.
I work with a wild boar, you know.
Do you?
Paul Andrews. He's on at 1 o'clock.
I'm not going to comment. Alistair said our chefs have gone all out with fresh accompaniments such as beer battered onion rings, corn on the cob, twice cooked chips. And apparently they have a chef's special homemade ketchup, which he says needs to be seen to be believed. But I would say it probably
tasted.
Needs to be tasted as well.
Saucy.
Exactly. There's a sharing option for tables and deals on their beers and cocktails. As he says, why not try something different? I highly recommend this place. I highly recommend Tim, who oversees oversees the restaurant and the beers and the wines. And a lot of the beers and a lot of the wines are all from local suppliers, and so are the food and so are the vegetables. So that Saturday, May the 30th, at the Townhouse Hotel and Restaurant at 74 King Street, Maidstone, and there's plenty of parking opposite.
Carry on.
I've had a little note here from at M Farmers Market.
I love them.
They've got an extra market on the 30th, Farmers Market, and that's in Gravesend, and that starts at 10 a.m. And that's all I have at the moment for events.
I just had something from the lovely Darren Tickner, Bean Smitten, reminding listeners that you can go on his website and quote Quaff for a fabulous discount. And he's also telling me about an event, which, because I've got so many, the Twitter feed is huge, do bear with me. he was at the beginning. I've got hundreds. And it's lovely that your wife's listening in live rather than usually lounging in Turkey and then listening later. he's got an event. I'll have to find it in a minute because Ken Heron has popped on. You know what he's... Oh, here we are. It's... we're Scoff Quaff listeners. We're at the Wheeled Wool Fair, Wadhurst, Saturday. And on Sunday, we are at the White Swan Ash Farmers Market. Yes, that's right. Near Sevenoaks, they say. So that's from Bean Smitten. And I'm just going to see if his website. Yeah, his website, if you want to go on and get the Quaff coffee 10% discount, Bean, as in a B-E-A-N, Smitten, smitten.co.uk. Go on there. Quote Quaff. God, I'm so glad I haven't started on the Prosecco. Quote Quaff and get your discount on his premium coffees. And they are gorgeous. I sampled quite a few.
Unusual.
Yeah. I think we are going to talk to David a little bit now. Then we'll play a tune and then we'll come back to Christoph. So, David, you've been waiting. You haven't said a word for five minutes.
Well, I couldn't interrupt all the events and the tweets and the rest of it.
Tell us about, first of all, where did you, because you do an awful lot of things. You've got the London Grill Club. Just first of all, tell me who goes to the London Grill Club, because I know you have some big names that pop in.
Well, the people
eating. And what
eating,
is it? Well,
it's a mixed grill for lunch.
Right.
And the guests there will have submitted to me in advance questions for the guests we're going to have that I grill. Yeah. So we're playing on the English language.
You grill your guests?
We grill the guests, yeah.
Not on the grill.
The idea came to me in the bath one day. So we grill the guests. I have a lot of my good ideas in the bath.
And you could have a bath club after, you know, in your clawed bath.
In Queen Matilda.
Yeah. Because they do say, imagine people naked if you're a bit intimidated. So when you're grilling, and not that you're the
Thank
type.
Thank God I'm never intimidated.
No, you're not the type.
Although there are people. Oh, no, we won't go there. Yeah, seriously, the London Grill Club. So people submit to me in advance their questions, and I pick the ones we're going to use. I then get them to ask their question, and that puts me in a discussion with our main guest. Mm. Last year, we had Nigel Farage, who I upset, and he left without having a drink.
Is he quite easy to upset?
No, he's got a very thick skin, but he did not
How
like
did you
my
upset
questioning.
Him? What did you ask him?
Oh, we haven't got time to go into all of that, but the questions were a bit direct. We had Peter Tatchell, Andrew Mitchell, who, of course, was at the heart of Plebgate, Jeffrey Archer, who was... entertaining as ever. Caroline Credo Perez, who suffered the horror of the tweeting, people threatening to kill her.
Yeah, that was very grim.
Eleanor Mills, Carol Stone, Vaughan Smith, the man who bailed Julian Assange and lost his money.
Yeah.
We've got coming up later in the year Shami Chakrabarty, Lucinda Berger. We hopefully got coming. This is an anonymous plug.
Yeah.
Hopefully got coming. The former CEO of a clearing bank who wanted to leave a little bit of time between leaving the bank and coming to the Grill Club, which I hope means he's going to tell us a few things.
It sounds like, so can anybody join and come?
Yeah.
And can you just read out the details, how we would connect with that?
If you put into Google London Grill Club.
Up you come.
You'll get there.
That's fantastic. Now, to get back to Faversham Creek Hotel, which is beautiful. It was an old dive, wasn't it? It was an old sort of Faversham downtrodden
Those
pub.
Of us of a certain age remember Jimmy Young when he used to be on Radio 2.
Yeah.
And his stock answer to things of that nature was, I'm glad I didn't say that. So I'm not going to comment.
But it was an old
Let's
dive.
Describe it as a lad's big scream pub.
Yeah. Okay. And when did you take it over?
31st of March last year.
Okay. And your vision for it?
Was to create a home. A hotel that felt like a home. Mm. And we say in one of the welcoming leaflets, we want you to feel that you're coming to see us at home. It's good quality without being ostentatious.
Yeah.
You don't feel uncomfortable. You don't feel that you can't sit down. People walk into the rooms and their mouths fall open.
It's very, very, very beautifully and stylishly done. I've only seen the ground floor. As I said, guests were upstairs. But the whole thing, I felt very at home. Yeah. In fact, so much so because you close on a Tuesday.
We don't open Monday or Tuesday.
I popped in once on a Tuesday after the show with my new husband, picked him up, Faversham, and said, let's try this.
Yeah.
And we were so at home there. You know, it wasn't open. Yeah. We didn't know. So we were lounging.
The hotel's open, but the restaurant isn't
But we were
open.
Having great fun lounging. Yeah. And then your lovely Tracy came down. Your you're a lovely wife. And I said, oh, can we have? She said, we're not actually open, but we, you know, we had a great time. Just Tracy, me and Gab. Right. Like, why not?
I was probably working, yeah.
Yeah, you probably were doing it all. Great idea. So,
but what we have done, it's come from our experiences of life.
Yeah.
There was a comment on one of the media things that said, they've obviously had an interior designer in. Well, we didn't. We put it together from our experiences.
I think they meant that in a good way.
No, I don't think they did.
Really?
Because they went on to say, with no practical knowledge of a hotel.
Who was this?
I don't know. Some anonymous
write-up.
Some anonymous thing on a social media site.
Oh, we'll soon counteract that, won't we, Chris?
That's right. But everybody who goes there, I mean, there's bound to be a little problem always here and there, but everyone who goes there says, it just is so comfortable.
It is.
And it is so practical. Mm. And it is so workable. And one of the things, and we went to a lot of effort on this, one of the things people are commenting very favourably on is the beds.
Right.
We tried hundreds of beds to get them what we felt was right. Now, some people like a soft bed, some people like a hard bed. So in a hotel, you have got to find a happy medium. And the feedback from our guests is that we've got it.
I would say, picking up on a comment that someone had made about the hotel earlier on, well, they're not from a hotel background, I would say that's been a huge advantage for you.
Yeah.
Because you've come into it with a totally different set of eyes. You're actually looking at it from the client's perspective as opposed to just looking at it as another hotel as part of a chain to make money on.
That's right.
Tell me something. Do you think that's why your business is successful? Because you're looking at it from a totally different perspective in the perspective I've just mentioned. And secondly, what drives you?
Well, yeah, I think it is why it's different, that I am past pension age and I've been around the world a bit. So I've seen a few things. Tracy has lived in another country for 20 years. So she's experienced another whole culture.
She was in Sweden?
She was in Holland.
Holland, sorry. Yeah. I knew it was something.
So you knew it was across the water.
Something with clogs, you know, and bikes.
So, she loves her bikes, hence the cycling trips that we're doing. And she loves her walking, hence the walking trips. But yeah, we brought that all together. And the beauty of being small and being personal is that you can do that. And we welcome people. And we walk around the restaurant in the evening. Okay, you don't want me as your maitre d'. You don't want me in the kitchen. But we walk, take it in turns or do it together, whatever, to walk around and say hello to people.
Very personal.
And we encourage them to be honest.
So important.
One thing that does narc me is when somebody sits in front of you and says, oh, it's really wonderful, then goes away and writes something a little tetchy. You know, they haven't got the balls to actually say to your face. Because if there is a problem, hey,
you can solve
we'll put it right.
Exactly.
We'll put it right. But what drives me, I don't know, that it's a bit probably, I love a challenge. Why do people climb Everest? Because it's there.
Yeah.
So I go out the whole time. I'm quite an observant person. And I'm seeing things and I think, yeah, I can have a go at that.
Why Faversham, David?
Oh, very simply that I retired down to Somerset in the mid-90s and had 3 great years down there, but got bored.
Yeah.
And decided I wanted to be back within an hour and a half of London. I went to Faversham on a fool's errand doing somebody a favour. And found Abbey Street, which is
charming,
longest, oldest medieval street in England with a phenomenal history.
Yeah.
Look at that. It was nearly lost to the bulldozers, but thankfully wasn't. And found a house, and it is within an hour and a half of London.
So tell us about some menus and what you have coming up in summer.
Well,
because you have the oyster nights, don't you?
We have the oyster. Let's stick to the menus first.
Yeah.
We do a set two-course lunch, which is $12.95. Three courses are $15.95.
Excellent value.
That changes. There is something on there that is at my insistence, and that is always a steak and kidney pie.
Of course. And you don't just have any pie, do you, David?
No. Oh, no, that, you're talking about the pub there. I'm talking about the restaurant
at
the moment.
So you have different
totally
at the
different.
Pub. It's a different
the
supplier.
Pub is one of the best pub menus you'll find.
Right.
I mean, it is superb.
So by pub, listen, we're talking about the Phoenix Tavern.
The Phoenix Tavern.
Yeah.
The Red Sails restaurant has a more bespoke... It is a restaurant, not a pub. And it's like the hotel itself. There are lots of rooms in Faversham you can stay in.
Yeah.
There are some great B&Bs, particularly Mary at Gladstone House. But in addition to that, you've got pubs with rooms. We are not a pub. at the Faversham Creek Hotel. We're a hotel. You don't get bands playing downstairs when you're trying to sleep. Yeah. We have a lounge. We are a hotel. But the Phoenix is a pub with a brilliant pub menu. And then we have a proper restaurant menu in the Red Sails restaurant.
Okay, so your evening evenings that you're having, you've got the oyster nights on the first Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, we have oyster nights. We have a chef's tasting menu. And what we do there is it's only £25 a head for a five-course meal that we are testing on you, really.
Yeah.
We haven't had any complaints yet. But what we're doing is looking at dishes we'll bring forward in the future, which when they're part of a full-blown taster menu, it'll be £45 a head.
Yeah.
But we're inviting people to come and to taste and to be part of our evolutionary progress process to create the food you guys all want to eat.
We've had another tweet, Fruit Bowl Media, good morning to you guys. And they're saying, really interesting, listen to David Sales, Faversham Creek Hotel. Mentioning, good to have a mention of Faversham, I agree. We don't get enough people from Faversham coming on.
Well, we have a lot of suppliers who are all local. But one thing we did, and they're probably not listening because they're working.
They can listen again.
But a public thank you to all of the guys who worked on the building. They all came from Faversham. Most of them drink in the Phoenix. They were all fantastic.
So local builders.
Local electricians, plumbers, builders, the carpets. Sue from Ticker, that was Faversham Carpets. Sue from Tickham Interiors made all the fabric, or made the linings for the chairs and everything.
Yeah.
We did have a tiler in from Herne Bay. So we did have an outsider, but we gave him an honorary Faversham passport.
Now, Nurse Liz in Maryland is asking where Faversham is in conjunction to London. So, David, you're the best one to answer that.
Well, it's 51 miles from Tower Bridge.
Yeah.
It's 10 miles from Canterbury.
There you go.
It's an hour on the motorway. It's an hour-ish, depending whether you get the fast or slow train.
And the Sparkling Ladies is on the third Thursday of the month. And, of course, we've got the cocktails that you mentioned, which will be coming soon.
Yeah, we got the cocktails will be July. Sparkling Ladies in June is Pim's Under the Stars in the courtyard.
I'm going to play a little song now. We're going to have a bit of Nancy. Nancy Sinatra, because I'm in a birthday mood. A little bit of a feisty song, I would say.
Now.
Come on.
Every evening, when all my dish work is through, I call my baby and let's go watch her with you. I'm at some movies, but she don't seem to be dead. And then she asks me, why don't I come through her flat and have some supper? And let the evening pass by, I'm digging records. This sounds a groovy high five. I say, yeah, yeah. And that's what I say, yeah, yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine. When she loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. And when she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say, yeah, yeah. That's what I say, yeah, yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling still. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. One thing I can say, I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. That's what I say, yeah yeah. And turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that, yeah.
I've ever knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling slow. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah.
Sorry about that, listener, but Nancy Sinatra morphed into my other favourite, Georgie Fame, who's my other one weakness, yeah, yeah, because it's my birthday, I'm playing what I want this morning. Christoph, a couple more UK food tweeters we've just had.
Yes,
new followers.
Yes, we have, yes. New followers, at Four Magazine, F-O-U-R Magazine.
Morning to you guys.
Good morning.
That's a food magazine.
Yes, that's right. At Nature's Larder. And then we've had Club Trade Business, and they are at CT Biznet Works. Thank you very much for contacting us. And a seafood takeaway in Halifax. And I guess that must be Halifax. Something to do with Timmy Taylor.
Timothy Taylor in
yes,
Keithley.
Okay. Yes, they've cottoned on.
We're taking Timothy home later in the year. He's going to drive a steam train in Keithley.
And they are at Catch HX. So thank you very much for contacting us all the way from Halifax. And at Fleece _ in. And I'm ever so sorry, but I couldn't find out where you were because my Twitter feed went funny just as I was looking at
it. I hate that when that happens. David Selves, his Twitter feed never goes funny. Back to you and the Faversham Creek Hotel. It's 3 W's, FavershamCreekHotel.co.uk. Go on there and have a look. I'm sure there's some good pictures on there as well. Back to you and your suppliers and menus and things.
Yeah, we'll be actually introducing a new menu on the 1st of June, in the Phoenix and in the hotel.
So I need to go first to try the one before again. And then,
like everything in our lives, it evolves.
Yes.
We work with people. We talk to people. Too many people bury their head in the sand and just have corporate ideas.
Yes.
We don't do that. But we have a lot of local suppliers, and something that is incredibly popular is our Chapeldown wine, English wine.
I love that.
English wine is becoming more and more popular.
Yeah.
And Chapeldown are great.
It's actually beating champagne
now
at the moment.
Which I think you'll find was invented by the monks in Somerset and the French stole
really?
It. That's another story.
Oh.
But I have got a few of our suppliers I'd like to mention and thank them for supporting us. That's Hollowshore Fisheries, good old Bluey, the Kent Cider Company, Kent Crisps, Mighty Fine Things, Faversham Cocktails, the Weald Smokery, wonderful smoked meat and fish, Macnade Vegetables.
Yeah.
Stefano is actually in the final round of Pitch to Rich.
That's right, for Virgin.
So, Mr. Branson, oh, he's Sir Richard now, we have to be polite.
We have two listeners who are both in it.
Right.
That's Ingrid, who will be good for you, Isleford. She makes gluten-free bread. She's
a
proper artisan bakery in Whitstable. I'll put you in contact with Ingrid.
Yep.
And she also, she's up for Pitch to Rich and alongside the fabulous Macnades.
Yep.
Where I went for lunch with Alex Waterton recently. So
we get all our fruit and vegetables there. Mm. And also Village Green foods where most of our meat comes from.
Okay, so what kind of meat are you bringing in the summer?
I don't know is the answer.
Your chef, no.
You'll have to ask a chef.
Let's give your chef a shout.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Well, it's Roger in the hotel.
Yeah.
And it's Jody in the pub. They're both brilliant. They're both young.
Mm.
Roger Heathcote, Jody Epps.
Yeah.
You heard them first on your show.
Yes.
They are going to be names.
Okay. Well, I know that it's the kind of place, Chris, that when you go, when I went with my new husband, I said to Gav immediately afterwards, I'm going to take my mum there. I'm going to go, we're going to book a party there. It's the sort of place, it will become your regular, if you live around town. But as you say, with the bus as well, you can drink, which is a brilliant idea. So what did you do? Buy a bus?
Yes. And in fact, it's an even better story that I do a lot of charity work, and I was at the British Guild of Travel Writers annual book launch 3 weeks ago, and their charity that night was the Variety, as it's now called. It used to be the Variety Club of Britain, mm-hmm. and I met a guy called Mike, who's their director, and our bus was a Sunshine bus.
Okay.
And so I told Mike this, and we've now got a little campaign going, which we're using both sides, him and us. What does a sunshine bus do when it retires?
Well, I don't know.
Goes to the pub.
And we got pictures of barrels going on. I mean, it's fantastic.
And hopefully, because both our buildings are listed buildings, so they're not the best for the disabled. And obviously the kids are in wheelchairs, and it costs between $5,000 and $25,000,
yeah,
to purpose make, yeah, the wheelchairs. But what I said to Mike is that when they're out on a run, we have got a garden, fantastic garden, mm, in the Phoenix Tavern, the best garden in town. And you can book it, and it's got covered areas. And we've got this wonderful courtyard, mm, in the hotel. So we could get the kids in there in their wheelchairs, and we'll give them bangers and mash and ice cream, something like that.
Sounds great. For disabled people that are coming, have you any facilities for getting to a room, or would that be too difficult in a listed building?
It's just impossible, a listed,
yeah,
building.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Chris, yes. I'm going back to you.
Definitely we will come down. It sounds a wonderful place.
Well, Miriam and I are going to go to the Sparkling Ladies.
Well, good. You go.
You
to
can't come to that.
I'll come down. You cannot. I'll come down and have a pint.
Some of the guys meet in the pub while the girls, okay, are sparkling.
Well, yeah, that's what I'll do. But I just wanted to say I love your passion about what you're doing. And to me, passion is so important when you're creating,
well, especially
something.
Especially in that four-poster bed.
Well, thank you. Hey! It's not 9 o'clock in the evening.
I was
going
to say that.
But I had a very privileged upbringing, which has given people totally the wrong impression. I was born on the streets of London not long after the war. One of my grandfathers was a street trader. The other one was a docker. And his father, my great-grandfather, Gandhi, taught me so much. He died at 90. He stopped working in the docks at 84. And he used to say to me, "Here, David boy, if you can't do it properly, don't bother."
Yeah.
And, yeah, I learned that lesson at a young, young age. And when Gandhi queued up, and you had to sign on twice a day then in the docks, he got to the queue, someone would take him out. He never queued because he worked. And sadly, that's one of the things I find difficult with some of the young people. They're being trained for all sorts of wonderful things, I'm sure. But the work ethic,
yeah,
isn't always there.
Yeah.
That's another topic I was going to say.
Well, yeah, we need another show.
You know, that's something you discuss, I mean, on Business Bunker often.
Yeah. My good friends, Business Bunker will be coming up at 1 p.m. My good friends, Riverford Liz, the organic ladies who deliver all through Kent. So that's Liz and Caroline at Riverford_Kent. You can follow them, Riverford Produce. But they had tried for a year to find a reliable driver to,
yeah,
deliver. And they had a really tough time. They kept taking people on, and people were getting lost and, you know, not bothering to turn up. So we very quickly, 1 minute, how do you cope with finding stuff? Are you going for the Polish, work ethic?
We don't go for any sector.
Right.
But people have got to share our passion.
Yeah.
But they've got to be willing to work.
Mm.
And we have got some really great people. And I must mention Vicky as we close.
Morning, Vicky.
Morning, Vicky.
Hello, Vicky.
Vicky was with us on the day we opened in the Phoenix when we had our five-year party a while ago. And we gave her her medal, which she hangs around her neck. And Vicky is a lot younger than me. So are most people, indeed, including my lovely wife. But Vicky knows that she's not allowed to give up until I retire, and I'm retiring on my 100th birthday.
You will never retire. You're not the type.
No, I'm going to die on my 100th birthday.
You've planned it.
With a cricket bat and a pint of London Pride.
In that cubed bed.
In that cubed bed.
We have Nurse Liz from Maryland, who sets her alarm every morning to listen from Maryland. As you know, the time difference.
Morning, Liz.
She says, "I'm in love with the Faversham Hotel and David."
Oh, Liz.
Is Tracy listening?
No, Liz, it was me a couple of weeks ago, Liz. I'm sorry.
So she's fickle.
She's
fickle.
Is she an American or has she been transported over there?
She's American. Very into food. She goes, Ken Heron says, wow, the whole of Ken Heron, who's over in Florida.
Right, morning, Ken.
Probably picking a little lemon from his tree, his neighbour's tree at the moment.
His neighbours, yeah. Right.
He says, the whole of the internet is listening into the Scoff and Quaff show. Sorry if I'm going away from the mic, it's because I'm trying to read the Twitter at the same time.
I was just going to say as well, Miriam, my wife Miriam, said she loves your passion, David. She said, the food sounds amazing. And she said, she'll have a pins, please.
She's been in the cube bed with David then. Loving the passion?
Yeah.
Just a guess?
Yes, I suppose so. But,
steady on.
I wondered about that tasting night.
You yeah. haven't met my wife yet.
Hard to keep track. She's gorgeous.
And thank you. And Fruit Bowl Media as well has said they're very interested listening in to you, David, at the Faversham Hotel, talking about Faversham on the Scoff Quaff radio show. So
Faversham good. Really is a great place. And if I could put one last plug in.
Yes.
For September the 18th to 20th.
Diary date.
The Faversham Food Festival.
I think Nurse Liz should come over from Maryland.
Nurse Liz should definitely come over for
and
the Faversham Food Festival.
Yeah, and
come
Ken.
Over as yeah. well. It's going to be very, very special this year.
It's always a special one. It's heaving. The weather's usually great. You get all your market, Morris dancing, you know, Faversham types.
Yep.
And how will you be involved?
Well, Harold Goodwin and I had the idea in a pub.
Yeah.
The Phoenix, yeah. when we were eating pies and drinking Timothy Taylor.
Yeah.
And we then
not
learnt,
just any pies.
No. We then learnt that the Ludlow Food Festival actually started with two guys in a pub.
Yeah.
And Stefano from McNaid and several others, Graham from the market, David Simmons, who's a farmer, Katie, who does all our media PR. We're now a group. A committee, I suppose, and we are staging this food festival. It's designed to bring people to Faversham. So anyone listening out there who wants to be part of it and to promote their business around that, we'll put it on Twitter or Facebook, yep. preferably Facebook,
yep.
then we'll pick it up and build it into the programme.
Tweet at Faversham Hotel, and also the website, as I said before, faverschamcreekhotel.co.uk. There is a phone number, which is 01795 533 5535. I hope that's not your direct line.
No, I can give Liz my direct line later.
Don't forget to say that you heard about them on Scoff and Quaff. But Christoph, any last roundups for events and things, or am I making you a rabbit in headlights? Kent Discount Card, I think I should mention them. I think you did mention them earlier.
I did mention them, yes.
There was a soul night that they were talking about. They've offered
yes.
me a free ticket or two free tickets.
Yes, for your birthday.
For my birthday, which is so nice. And I think it's this Saturday, and I will speak to my new husband and probably trot along. That sounds great. I'm not sure whether they were for the soul night or something else, but I'll find out. Also, Barbara O'Connor, who's listening in from Dublin, so she must
That's
be
right.
one
She's
of Miriam's.
A great friend of Miriam's.
Mm.
Well, thank you, Barbara. Very, very glad to hear that you're listening. I'm looking forward to seeing you. You will see her next week.
Been able to tell you about Bucharest and the time's running out, but
yes.
just very,
what did you
very,
eat?
Well, very, very quickly. Fabulous food. I was gobsmacked by the food in Bucharest. And also, I have to say, a very safe city.
Yes.
Because I was thinking I was going to have to hang on to my handbag, you know, this whole Romanian thing. Not so at all. No. Beautiful people. One of the safest cities in Europe. Some of the things I ate, David and Chris, ham hock, slow cooked with white beans. Absolutely delicious. What gorgeous. I call good peasant
yes.
food.
Yep.
Amazing. Off the bone. I tasted a wine, which is, I'll try and find out more about it, but it was Tamiosa Romanesca. And it's actually made by the bank, the Bank of Governors. It's his own wine and his own vineyard. His name is Miguel Isarescu. It has a strong nose. A nice dry white wine. So that was very pleasant. And I also had the local sausages, which probably comes, you know, because they've got Romania has got so many influences, as you know. It's got the Latin, very Latin, but it's also got a bit of Turkish
yes.
And the Slavic. So I had these lovely cabbage leaves, which reminded me a bit of vine leaves, but cabbage leaves and with a spicy pork mince inside. Beautiful spices.
Ooh.
Lovely. And
delicious.
I also had something called Michi, I think it was called. I had had rather a lot to drink, so I do forget Michi. The names. But that was a beautiful, spicy sausage. Romanian dancing, fab. So all in all, I'm saying go to Bucharest.
Yes, I visited Bucharest once.
Yeah?
Twice.
How long ago?
2001 and 2002. And it was on business between Turkey and obviously back to the UK again. But yes, I do remember it then.
And it would have been a very, very different place.
Yes, it was a
yeah.
very different place.
Yeah.
Very, very different. And it was bitterly cold. It
yeah.
was minus 22 when
well,
I was there.
What time of year was that?
January.
Yeah, because very, very cold winters
yeah.
And very warm, pleasant, fabulous summers. I mean, I wore factor 40 and I was without a cardigan at all. It feels cold here compared with there. I think it was about 35. Lovely people, great service in the hotel. It was a big hotel. It was the Radisson Blu. we need another program to talk about the service, because it will be interesting to talk to David. But for now, you've been listening to my fabulous guest, David Sales from the Faversham Creek Hotel and also the London Grill Club and lots of other fingers in pies and even Cornish pies. Christopher Pollard, my very snake-tipped co-presenter today, reading the Twitter and your events. Our sponsors, thank you, Breakthrough Fun, Breakthrough Funding, Bean Smitten and Bleu Couture Cakes. For now, from all of us in the studio, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Channel Radio. Channelradio.co.uk.
Work it out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Another great Jules Serkin scoff and quaff show on Channel Radio. No alpacas were consumed during this production.